Do you hear that? That's the sound of water. Without water, none of us would be here.
A lot of people hear that sound and then do the same thing that they've done to water for all of their lives, take it for granted. But not these podcasters. We are more concerned about water and are going to ask some of the questions that should be asked more. These are questions like, how hard is it for the American citizens to have clean access to water? And how come access to clean water is such a difficult undertaking for third world countries? This is Beckett and Natasha, and today we're going to dive a little bit deeper into life's most necessary liquid, water. All of filtering water and producing water throughout all of time was a little bit too big of a task for us, so we decided to look for a little bit more specific topics that we could break down easily. We each chose one topic focusing on water and then asked a smaller question relating back to that bigger question. With my question, I chose to go local. Right behind our town is Horsetooth Reservoir. This is a massive collection of water that stretches for 6 miles. Horsetooth is where a lot of towns, not just Fort Collins, get their water. Even though this is a massive space, it's not enough. The growing population of the Front Range is starting to show signs that we need more water. The idea of creating a new reservoir was formally proposed 15 years ago, in 2004. The idea was proposed by the Northern Integrated Supply Project and started with a request form to perform an environmental impact statement. After this happened, there was a lot of back and forth between the government conducting the survey, this being the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the people of the public. These are steps like the draft of the environmental impact statement being due, and then clarifying to the public that there will be a hearing to discuss it, then having the hearing. It's a very slow process that has taken every day in the last 15 years. Here in 2019, we're on the last step of the planning stage of this project. This is the core permit decision. Basically, whether or not this will be able to continue or not. This is a big decision because obviously no construction will be able to take place without the okay from the Army Corps. So what would happen if this plan did pass? Well, let's hear from our interviewee, one of the science teachers at our school and a resident water expert, Rick Blass.
The Northern Integrated Supply Project, where they will build a dam up at Ted's place. They'll build a new reservoir there, and then they will also build a reservoir north of Greeley. Mm-hmm. And that water will be used for agriculture and for growing communities south of Fort Collins. Very little of that water would be used, and it would drastically affect flow through the city.
So the last question we have to ask is, why wouldn't they let this pass? There are three main reasons: wildlife, humans, and the road. The one people are most concerned about is the road. Right now, there's a big commonly used road that runs right through the middle of where the reservoir will be. So in order to create the reservoir, the road would have to be remade. Along with the road, there are some houses that are currently in the flood zone, and some humans would have to be relocated. Lastly is the wildlife in the location. There isn't too much in the way of wildlife, and the environmental impact statement, if passed, was created in a way that the value of creating the reservoir is greater than the amount of wildlife in the area. If species are vital, they can also be moved like prairie dogs or large mammals.
As Becca discussed Fort Collins' plans for the new local reservoir, I am here to contrast opportunities U.S. citizens as a developed country take for granted. While our city prepares for a new major water source to be put in place, countries around the world continue to face the harsh realities of lack of water, clean water, proper irrigation, and drought. In a spoiled nation like the U.S., when they face these problems, find solutions like dams, reservoirs, and import water and water treatment plants. My focus in this podcast will be Somalia, located on the Horn of Africa, and the dichotomy of quality of life with lack of water.
Thank you.
I asked Rick Bloss, an AP environmental science teacher at Fort Collins High School, about this contrast.
How do the issues surrounding water in foreign countries compare to the U.S.? So, like, for example, there's a drought in California, but how does that compare to, like, a drought in, like, Somalia?
I think in California, the drought is causing farmers to produce less fruit. You know, California is the breadbasket of America, and the majority of fruit and vegetables are grown there that we eat. The rest of the United States produces a lot of food for animals. Mm-hmm. But they're resorting to having to use well water when they're in droughts, so they're actually producing less, which means that we're getting more expensive or less fruits and vegetables in stores. So maybe for us in the United States, it means less availability of certain foods or lower quality, but we can always import from other countries to supply that. In Syria, it's a matter of life and death, because if you don't grow the food because it's not raining, you don't have food to eat and you die. So it's very different between a developing country and a developed nation like the U.S. or Europe.
Yeah. And I know, like, in Somalia, a lot of people are leaving. They're fleeing.
Well, there's climate refugees now. You know, there are people leaving, you know, Saharan Africa to come to Europe, to come because where they lived and were able to farm their whole lives, they can't now.
Yeah.
It's unsustainable. So they're being driven by climate to move to other places.
Here, Rick Bloss mentions climate refugees moving out of Africa and especially Somalia, with almost 100,000 refugees fleeing, increasing food security because of lack of water for farming, cash shortages, death of livestock, and drought-related illnesses like cholera. 6 million people, or half of Somalia's population, are facing food shortages and clean water, while 1.2 million children are reported in need of treatment for malnutrition. While Somalia has received some humanitarian aid, more citizens continue to flee thousands of miles in search of water and food with their families. While in the United States, we water our green lawns and golf courses in the desert, feed elaborate water fountains, and build new bodies of water left and right. So what I want you to take away from this information is maybe think of these climate refugees or people all around the world searching for clean water when you leave the shower running, washing your car, doing dishes, laundry, watering your grass, and any daily activity relating to wasting water. Water is life, so what would our world look like without it? Thank you so much for listening to our podcast about local and foreign water supply. This is Tosh and Beckett, Swimming Out.